Jerry Bader Show 922. There has been much speculation that Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen chose not to seek re-election as Attorney General because he's going to go do a little private practice work for a couple of years and then in 2015 challenge State Supreme Court Justice Anne Walsh Bradley. I had heard that that was a very, very strong possibility bordering on likelihood. J.B. Van Hollen has now said publicly it's not necessarily likely, but apparently the rumors I were hearing were quite true that he's considering it. He says he is intrigued, writes the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by the idea of running for another statewide office, the Supreme Court. In a year-end interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Tuesday, he said he had made no decisions about his future since he announced in October he wouldn't seek re-election for AG next year. But Van Hollen said Supreme Court justices have an enormous impact in his two core priorities as AG, helping law enforcement keep the public safe and upholding the laws of the state. However, he stopped well short of committing to a judicial run. So the concept of being on the court is very appealing. Does that mean it's something I would do? I certainly wouldn't read that into it, but I think highly of the position. They must have heard the same rumors and asked him. Okay, that is a non-denial denial, I guess. He did exclude other possibilities. Here is what is probably the most likely scenario. That Bradley does seek re-election. There are back-to-back liberals. Anne Walsh Bradley in 2015, Pat Crooks in 2016. He's not quite as liberal as the rest of the liberal bloc, but he's pretty liberal. Now, it was interesting to me the discussion that he might challenge Bradley. There is rampant speculation that Crooks won't run in 2016 and that it would be an open seat. That makes infinitely more sense. It's also quite possible J.B. Van Hollen wants to go make some cash in the private sector and that he won't run for either. From what I'm told, he really would like a seat on the state Supreme Court. And I think he is at some point going to run. J.B.'s a young guy. I think at some point he's going to run. And then it's 10-year terms. You don't have to run every 4 years. He may be seriously considering a run against Bradley. I think he's probably more interested in seeing if Crooks isn't going to run the next year in 2016. That would be very interesting to see. Plus, he would have to, if he's going to run in 2015, he leaves office in January of 2015, and he would have to start that process. He would have to be a candidate for Supreme Court as he's wrapping up his AG tenure. And I can't see him necessarily wanting to do that. I don't know him that well. I don't really know him very well at all. But that said, I could see a situation where the vacant seat would be much, much more attractive. Now, interestingly, the conservative website Right Wisconsin, from which I quoted earlier, is doing their year-end awards. They have the 2013 Milk Carton Award. You know what that's for? The public official most conspicuous by their absence. How many people even get that reference anymore? How long has it been since they've put missing children on milk cartons? They don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. I don't think. And I don't even remember how long, because with the internet, there's a million other ways to get a child's picture out there. But we still, there used to be the joke, voted most likely to end up on a milk carton. The winner of Right Wisconsin's 2013 Milk Carton Award is the aforementioned J.B. Van Hollen. Every year, some politician seems to find themselves on the milk carton, disappearing from the scene when they are most needed. This year, the Milliken Award goes to Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. In a year in which conservatives learned that the IRS specifically targeted them, conservatives in Wisconsin fell under investigation as subpoenas and search warrants were executed on conservative groups. According to media reports, as many as 29 conservative groups in Wisconsin were subject to kitchen sink subpoenas for donor information and communications. Some individuals were even subjected to pre-dawn raids of their homes and offices. Those targeted are silenced by the secrecy of the John Doe. They are in desperate need of a voice. Many have asked through all of this, where is Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen? It's a damn good question. We found him on our milk carton in 2013. I agree with that. I absolutely do agree with that. Now, I understand it is a delicate position for an attorney general in which to be. I get that. But really, he could have done a heck of a lot more. Yesterday, I ripped the hell out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for this huge, and I didn't realize in the print edition, it was front page story about Scott Walker's years in college. I must remember to get to that later in the show. There's a development on that. I got to get to that. It's 9:29. Ron Johnson, coming up 9:35.